You're back in the zone in the Fury Electric studio. Check us out online at 1037thebuzz.com. Now, back to Justin Akre and Pat Bradley.
Wally, tell you what you guys need at sportsclips.com. Wally's been there. Big fan, aren't you, Wally? MVP treatment.
Absolutely.
You're an MVP kind of guy. You get the massaging tea tree shampoo, tingles the scalp. Chad, I think there's even enough hair on your head that you can also participate in that.
I don't really think so, but I'll take the massage and
neck and shoulder massage.
Else.
Did you get free haircuts in college as part of your deal? Was that part of your scholarship?
No, I went to, unfortunately, the most racist guy in the world. I didn't know he was a racist.
He didn't like white people?
He was a barbershop. No.
I don't like white people. I hate rednecks.
I mean,
you people are rednecks.
Seneca Lassiter cut my hair the last, like, 2 or 3 years. The great long-distance runner. All I had to do was give him a sports drink from the refrigerator.
I bet you didn't tell him how much you thought that track guys shouldn't get the same amount of money the basketball guys did, huh, while he was cutting your hair?
Actually, now, was that illegal for him to get that extra drink? Was that, you know, too many snacks or something?
Because I would leave every day with like five of them
and
pass them out as payment to Seneca. Boy, he'd give a tight fade, tight, tight fade. Much like Sport Clips. Sportclips.com is the website. So you can find the location that's nearest and dearest to you. Precision haircut, steam towel treatment, neck and shoulder massage. Hey, you don't need an appointment. So you just roll right in. If you're non-committal, doesn't matter. You just, boom, I need a haircut or I need them all cut. Boom, it's going to be taken care of. At Sport Clips, website sportclips.com.
Chad is here from Mexico. Chiquito, the host of the Tommy Smith Babe Bracket. And it is a wrap. And the winner this year was whom?
Jennifer Aniston and Sarah Fortner.
Boy, I tell you what, Jennifer Aniston is like a fine Mexico Chiquito punch. She has aged lovely.
Yes, she has.
She really is. She's gotten better with age. I was not a big Jennifer Aniston fan back in the day. She is quite outstanding.
Oh, yeah. Keeps getting better. I do have a problem, though. I thought that the winners were here today. So what time does Jennifer get here? Sarah's not here?
We can't even get Sarah here, let alone Jennifer Aniston. So maybe Tommy and David and Roger can set it up where they can bring him over to the store. Be fine.
Is this serious conversation going on?
No, it's totally joking.
Okay. I was going to say.
We could probably arrange for Sarah if you throw in, like, you know, maybe some steak fajitas or something.
Done.
Yeah, figured that.
Done.
So, anyway. Done. But, yeah, that was a little bit surprising. She was a bit off the board for most people. I'm kind of surprised. I didn't know if she had enough name recognition in this market to win.
Well, I noticed when I was listening, people were calling in and they weren't sure who she was. But very cute. And I met her up here one day. Real intelligent young lady.
She's a self-avowed weather nerd.
So she passes your test, in other words, is what she's saying.
I thought she should win from the beginning.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think the quote was, I find her a bit more attractive than Ed Buckner is all.
Yeah. She's a lot better attractive than Ed.
Yeah, I don't think that's
Ned, I don't know.
Well, Ned's a very handsome man.
A whole different story.
Yeah. Ned seems like he'd be a little high maintenance in front of a mirror.
You'd be surprised. Ned's actually very low maintenance.
No, really?
No, not really.
Okay.
Yeah, Ned's a pretty down-to-earth dude. You'd be surprised. He's a bit quiet. It comes off people think he's aloof, but he's really not. He's just kind of quiet.
He was at Oakland Saturday.
He was. He
I
came
saw
in the
him
tent. He was hanging out with the
Buzz
crew.
With a beer.
Okay.
Heck of a piano player, that
big
guy.
Big Ned fan.
Man, well, he is talented. There's pianist. No doubt about that. And I remember him from when I was a kid here in town. I
mean, of course,
he's been
back
around
when you had
a long
hair
time. Yeah, I did have hair then. I had like a mullet and had a couple gold chains and earring. Pretty sweet.
I grew
you
up
did
watching that.
Yeah.
You grew up in Molly.
My ear's still pierced. I still put one in occasionally. Ticks my wife off. We're going to go to dinner or something. I'll put an earring in and she looks. She's like, really, are you a clown? I'm like, yeah,
a clown.
You married me. Your fault.
Exactly.
Don't hold it against me.
You know what you should do? Show up in grease paint, floppy shoes, and a red rubber nose and see what she thinks of that. then see if she asks you if you're a clown.
That's right.
So what's is this a busy time of year for you all as far as catering goes?
Starting to get busy.
Okay.
Once the weather kind of turns, it does get busier. Catering start to pick up.
I eat some Mexican food in the wintertime, but I will say I definitely eat more Mexican food in the spring and summer.
Just people feel better. You know, it's cold and dreary. People kind of feel that way. As soon as the weather gets better, people feel better and business gets better. But we do have something we just added to all the stores. We have the new Freestyle Coke machines.
Oh,
which are
yes
really cool.
You can create your own.
So you just mix and match flavors. I think at Cantrell, we've got the self-service one there, and I think it's 150-some different flavors you can do.
Yeah. I love that. I used to call them making them suicides when
suicide
I was a kid.
Back in the day. But that's when you mix, like, Shasta and
yeah,
Coke.
Just
and this, now they have, like, actual stuff you'd want to drink. Like, I wonder what a cherry, vanilla, raspberry Coke would taste like. Boom.
Yep.
You got one.
Yep. It's neat. It's all computerized. You hit it on the screen and it mixes everything for you and stuff. You're not putting a whole bunch of different stuff in a little at a time.
Be your own soda jerk.
Yep.
I've always wanted to be a soda jerk.
Yep.
I've always just been
you've
a jerk.
You've got what it takes, man.
You've got part of it already.
You're
so.
Only a soda away, my
just
friend.
Have a soda and you've got yourself a new career.
What about if I was going to throw a Kentucky Derby party? Would you be willing to cater to that?
Yeah. Cater anything.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fine. You got nothing to get.
Doesn't matter what it is.
Okay. Fair enough.
Is mud wrestling? Anybody wants to have a, you know, mud wrestling get together?
Taekwondo party.
Yeah, they got cash.
Fair enough.
Is there anything on your menu you can't cater?
Yeah, some of the grilled stuff doesn't work as well unless you're at a house and you've got an oven because, you know, like a chimney's going to get real soggy after a while.
Chimichanga?
Quesadillas, yeah, the chimichanga.
Soggy chimmy bad.
Soggy changa bad. Me no likey.
Soggy.
No.
How about the cheese enchilada?
Those work out really well because you can put those in an oven, so any of the enchiladas work out great.
One of the top three reasons I go there.
Yep. Wally, why don't you throw a soiree with a bunch of cheese enchiladas and we'll come on over and hang out for a while. Or not.
Fine.
Okay, maybe
you get the point, Wally.
No, I have absolute. My house is tiny. I have no room to entertain.
I hang out with a bunch.
For me? Can you get two people in there?
Yeah, and I'm maxed out.
That's fine. You, me, and a bunch of cheese enchiladas. Sounds like a good time to me.
And would have to ride together.
Well, that's fine. Whatever. I don't. You know, I'm into it.
This took a nasty turn here.
I know. Really.
I don't know now.
Awkwardly.
I feel dirty.
Yeah, me too.
But it's only a mile and a half from Mexico Chiquita.
There is that. How many locations in Central Arkansas?
Four.
When are we going to add a new location? On the moon, say like on the moon.
On the moon. I don't know. I'll get in touch with Mr. Branson and see if we can go up on his little spaceship. And
you know what? Branson could use a nice Mexican place. You guys might want to look into that.
Yeah, you're in Branson all the time.
Did you see they just got honored as one of the top destinations, according to TripAdvisor?
Saw that the other day.
Yeah, in terms of what?
National places to go visit.
Places to go. Take families.
When you say people over 85.
Top 25. In the country, that's pretty good.
There's a lot
I didn't
to do
even
there.
Realize that they would even be considered a destination location.
And you put it right on the strip because when people are stuck there in traffic moving about one car length every 6 months, they just get out and say, screw it, we're going to eat.
It is rough. But everybody, we go to Branson occasionally and everybody always has fun.
Bro, all you got to do is you got to understand the traffic relief routes. If you don't know your blue route and your red route and your yellow route, you got no chance. Either buy a helicopter or you're screwed. You better learn your traffic relief routes or forget about it.
Benton or Bryant would be a good place, too.
That would be fantastic. Yep. Much closer to home, and I would eat there way more often.
Yep.
Okay.
Kind of looking around a little bit, just seeing. Okay. Business is starting to get better, so you start thinking that direction more. But
well, you realize if you expand, you're going to have to actually work a little more often.
2 years ago, you wouldn't have thought about anything. You just wanted rid of everything.
Yeah, I was like, I got to cater something again. Why do we expand anyway? That was stupid. I hate the successful business
this
thing.
It's not good stuff.
How do people call for a catering?
Just call.
With a phone? What's the number,
217-0647.
217-0647. Mm-hmm. What about a bowl game? Would you guys ever want to sponsor a bowl game? The Mexico Chiquito Bowl. Dip your football here.
Sweet.
Have you ever had anybody call and say, we don't want cheese dip?
I was going to get into that. That was where I was going with that, and then Wally interrupted me. That's fine.
Everybody always wants cheese dip. Sometimes people don't want
and your
some of the salsa,
awesome.
Which, yeah, you know, like I can drink sauce. That with a straw, but we do have some people that don't want the salsa, but never the cheese dip. Everybody always wants the cheese dip.
I like your salsa. It's underrated.
I do, too. Yep.
The American Athletic and the Sun Belt Conferences will participate in a new bowl game in Orlando, Florida in 2015, according to sources. A record 40 bowls actually now be contested beginning next year with the addition of a matchup between the AAC and the Sun Belt in Orlando. This is the first time they've ever broken the 40-bowl barrier. This year, there are 39 bowls slated. The year before, 35, 35, 35, 35, 34. And back in 04, 05, only 28 bowls, a mere 28 bowls, were being played, according to ESPN. In addition, the addition of the game, rather, will be called the Cure Bowl and benefit breast cancer-related charities, which I'm a fan of. However, I would say, if we're going to add a 41st, let's do a Dip Your Football Here Bowl. We'll increase the number of bowls to a record 40, although that includes the college football playoff title game, so only 78 bowl teams will be needed. There are 39 bowls for 76 teams, according to this. Why is it 76 teams? Oh, it's 39 bowls, 76 teams plus the championship.
Right.
I see what you're saying. Okay. That's up from 35 and 70 in 2013.
I'm all for it. Because
I am, too.
It is about
I'm
kids.
Against it.
I know you probably, and that's fine. That's fine. I look at it as it's a long year. If you got the money, if you have the money, and clearly the money is there, then it's a great experience for the kids, the families. Even it gives the alumni a chance.
And it's
to
in
go
Orlando.
They're already giving waivers for teams with losing records to play.
But Wally, I will say this on the flip side of that, Sun Belt typically has a team that is left out that's deserving and bowl eligible.
I don't argue that, but there are teams getting in.
Bobby Petrino. Poor Bobby Petrino got left out last year with Western Kentucky, and I wept 3-4 seconds.
You're very upset. I remember.
I thought it was bowl. I will say that. I thought it was crap. I mean, it was totally unfair. They had a good enough season. They deserved a bowl bid. I mean, they had a couple of high-profile wins early in the season, and his quarterback kept throwing interceptions. They had a little lull in the middle, but they did have a very good season. They were very deserving of a bowl bid. They didn't get one, and adding another Sun Belt game, I'm all for. I think it's a great idea.
Give the commissioner credit.
Every game except for the championship game is irrelevant in the big scheme of things. One more game that benefits a team is fine and dandy.
Listen, the gifts they get, the things that they can hold on to this memorabilia for a long – I used to be against it because I was thinking – well, if you don't have a winning record, if you don't deserve to be there, you know what? It's a great experience.
What do you think is harder, picking the entire NCAA tournament correctly or every single one of those 40 bowl games right?
It was fun. I saw a tweet yesterday.
I missed like every bowl game last year.
It was. I forget who sent it out. I think it was Eggs and Kegs. Or it was Kegs and Eggs.
Kegs and Eggs, yeah.
Kegs and Eggs. It said, if you don't like as many bowl games as possible, either one, you're not a big-time gambler, or two, you don't like to have fun. So, you're a gambler, you want as many games to gamble on.
I fit both those criteria.
I have been in Las Vegas during championship weekend when they play the conference championship games. I'm telling you, that is a great time to go. It's very underrated. Nobody even thinks about that weekend. It's a great time to go. And those games are typically not terribly difficult to pick out.
Yeah.
But if you went for a week over bowl season, ending with a championship game on Monday night, how much fun would that be? It'd be a great weekend to be in Vegas, or a great week to be in Vegas.
It would be.
Let's go.
Let's do a show.
Now, are they all going to be? Is this one going to be
on
TV?
I like that idea. That's brilliant. What?
This one going to be on TV?
I assume
television.
So. They're all on TV or they wouldn't be in existence.
They have to have a TV contract.
I mean, Walt Disney's not going to pay for it, so yeah, I'm assuming it's coming
from. That's part of the requirements. Orlando does not have that yet.
It's big TV money.
Don't have what?
A TV contract for this latest bowl.
They have to move forward. I was asking.
Yes. They have to be in principle. They have to have it agreed to.
Yeah.
Kelly.
Hey, Justin. I know you're sick of talking about the whole paying college athletes and that other.
I think it's a great idea.
Go ahead. I'm just kidding.
Hear me out. The idea, and first of all, I agree with you. The basis behind the whole argument is if a kid doesn't have enough money to go to Shoney's or Wendy's or whatever and needs a little extra spending then you know they have that money available. The basis behind the argument is not to make these kids wealthy while they're in college, so they have enough money to go out and buy a new car. That's not the basis behind the argument. So. The idea of paying a player for what that university thinks they're worth, that is never going to happen. That will never happen. If a kid, suppose Johnny Manziel gets hurt last year, or a quarterback goes down, or a starting running back goes down, what do you decrease the amount you pay that kid? So that's not going to happen. And the anarchy and backstabbing and the jealousy that would ensue would be incredible. You'd have teams imploding left and right. So what about this? What about if you issue, based on the level of the scholarship that is fined, and this is applicable to all Division I colleges, only Division I colleges, based on the level of scholarship that you sign, you're given and issued a college university issued debit card that is monitored by the NCAA, that once you reach the limit on that card, so it's for a four-year scholarship, for a full four-year scholarship, it's a $500 limit per semester. Once you hit that limit, it's going to get declined just like any other credit card. If you sign a partial scholarship, and you sign it, when you sign your scholarship, you sign and you agree, I'm going to be issued this university-issued debit card that I can use at my discretion. I can use it on shoes, clothes, whatever you want to use it on.
Kelly, I love the idea. We are up against the top of the break here, though. Later. We got to go. I appreciate it. That's just one other caveat that should
really
be thrown in
like
the mix.
You really don't like that idea.
No, I don't have a problem with that idea. I'm just saying that didn't solve anything. It's just one more idea towards a solution. I have no problem with that being part of a discussion.
It's such a myth.
It all is. I'm
calling all makeup lovers. Bare Minerals just won its ninth Glammy Award for Best Prestige Foundation. And to celebrate...